So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Okay, guys, welcome.
Flush.
Okay, yeah. Everybody go ahead and finish up.
That was a strong flush. Nice job, Grady.
Everybody, thank you.
Finish up in the stalls.
Oh, hell yeah, Grady.
Hell yeah.
Grady.
What a strong, strong flush I got out of this toilet.
Was that left hand or right hand?
I used my left hand.
Offhand strong flush from Grady.
Thank
That's
you.
That's a 10. Right.
Again, guys, the flush is the same strength regardless of which hand you use.
Yeah, right.
All right.
This is a clean, clean toilet right here.
Can everybody come out into the vestibule of the bathroom?
1 second.
Bule. Vesti.
Hang on, Brady.
All right.
Hold on.
Brady, we just got to admire Grady's flush for a second longer.
Thank you, yeah.
All right.
This toilet was clogged. I love the new setup here. The vestibule, there's toilets lining.
Pew-hole.
Yeah.
Vesti.
Yeah.
Vestibule. Where
so,
are we?
Vestibule. We're in the new Sea Hall
bathrooms.
When
do we want it?
What's happening here? Where are we?
Guys, we had a lot of changes to the school over the
Label
break.
Label it.
Ooh, what? Where?
Here's the thing. I would gladly do it if you guys would shut the hell up for a second.
Just do it. Don't, like, put it into a cool sentence. Say it.
Bathroom, Sea Hall, standing outside the stalls. So, listen, guys. This is janitor orientation, day one.
Woo! All right.
Big flush.
Big Flush Jenkins is here.
Big Flush is here. Mark him down.
Yeah, I'm here, and yep, I lost a shoe just now.
Okay.
That's how big the flush was.
Yeah. Damn.
All right.
What's up, Grady?
Mark him down.
Mop bucket's here.
We all know the way you test how strong a flush is you put your foot in, and if it rips your shoe off, that's a good flush.
That's a good flushing, bitch. And baby.
I ask you guys again not to use that nickname you gave me last year.
All right, bitch, baby, what's up?
Hey, we were trying to vote on one nickname, and bitch and baby tied.
Okay, well, I don't like either one. I like the third place option better.
Carl?
Yeah, my real name. I snuck it into the poll.
You wish it was your real name, Brady.
Okay, listen, guys, listen. They made a lot of changes to things over the break, okay? They replaced all the toilets and urinals in Sea Hall.
Urinals?
Yes, they replaced all
urinals.
The
urinals.
Cake.
Urinal cake.
And again, that's
I'm sorry, it's a rowdy group when you get us all together. Yeah. We're used to working alone.
We haven't seen each other all summer. We came back with new plunging styles.
Oh yeah. I traveled.
We went to Australia.
You wouldn't believe what I learned about plungers.
Okay. Yeah.
In Australia, you plunge up.
Yeah, you actually pull the shit up into the toilet.
And then you flush it back down.
Well, listen, speaking of urinal cakes, guys, these new urinals are cakeless urinals, okay? We do
what?
Not. I know.
What am I supposed to eat if I forgot lunch?
There's a lunchroom, guys. We have a good relationship with the lunch ladies and lunch men.
Oh, that's been repaired. Good.
Yes.
Good.
I had a summit with them the Thursday before we left for break, and all things have been patched up.
What'd they say?
They said, we have to clean the lunchroom. They said, the government.
That ain't our job. They can clean it up when they're done.
And I know that they're going to say that's our only job, but it ain't our job.
And unfortunately, it is, guys. I went back and looked at the contracts that we all signed.
That's ridiculous. That's like telling me I got to clean up after a teacher's craft project. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
That's like telling me I gotta clean up after the trash guy when
they
spill the trash.
Tell him.
That's like picking up after a kid when they make a volcano for the science project!
Might be a redneck!
Okay.
Might be!
Guys, I need to. I hesitate to even say it, but order in the bathroom.
Okay, I'll take a large.
Yeah, large hot cup.
Give me fries.
Okay, one fries, one large footlong for
just
me.
Just roll the window down. I'll save my order.
You know what? I'll take a footlong fry.
That's not what we're doing.
So that's
here, guys.
One large footlong.
I'll take fancy party fries.
And a footlong fries and a party fries.
We don't have party fries. I'm not entertaining this. We don't have
Let me get a dirty sub. Let me get a dirty sub.
No, guys.
Oh, yeah, change mine to dirty.
Guys, we got a lot to go over, okay? All the appliances in these bathrooms are new. We've got motion-activated towels and sinks, okay? The soaps are motion-activated
now. Hey, let me dance in front of it.
Flush.
Okay.
Squirt. Flush.
Wow, these things really are automatic.
They're all really sensitive.
Flush, squirt.
Squirt. These soaps are disgusting.
They put in
squirt.
Little speakers next to everything?
Yeah, everything's very sensitive. It's sound and motion activated.
Step one of the robots taking over. All right, good luck, everybody.
How lazy are we going to get?
You know what?
Where we can't squirt out some soap on our hand?
What's next? They're going to automate our jobs, have a little R2-D2 picking up shit?
Well, I was going to say, I did buy a set of Roombas that are going to take care of.
Where are they? I'm going to blast them with my shotgun.
They're just going to take care of the halls.
Oh, so just a dance move is going to be dancing in the hallway, picking up everything?
No, Grady.
Yeah, right.
No, that's not what a Roomba is.
I did the Roomba to Gloria Estefan last night at the club.
I had to learn the Roomba for my wedding, and I don't want to do it again.
It's the Rumba is what you're thinking of. The Roomba is...
What?
Yes.
What's next? The cha-cha vacuuming the carpet? No, thank you.
Oh, let me guess. Macarena.
What's next?
Let me guess.
What's next? The Harlem mop?
Yeah.
What's next?
What's next?
What? Come on, help us out.
No.
What's next? A moonwalking sponger?
What's next?
Oh, by the way, everybody, not enough of us are using the sponger, okay?
Yeah, that's the cleaning plunger.
We are going to install spongers in all of the toilets.
Can we get back to the minutes?
Brady, you went on Shark Tank and you didn't even mention my sponger. All you had to do was name drop the sponger. I don't care what you were selling.
Well, I was there for a very specific reason and it had nothing to do with toilet supplies.
Yeah, you went there trying to sell coveralls.
Yeah, that's right.
They already have those.
No, but mine are new and unique, okay?
Yours have the footies.
Mine have the footies?
So you don't have to wear shoes. Most of the time when you're in coveralls, you need damn shoes.
No, but mine,
yours were cut. Like, yeah, they were boot cut with footies. So they go wide and then slap back.
And then they're also disposable.
Yeah, it was like scrubs.
Yeah,
they create so much trash.
And that is what Mark Cuban told me. Okay? I don't need to hear it from you guys, too. I heard it from all the sharks.
Cuban
David
really dressed you
it.
Down.
Cuban didn't want it. Mr. Perfect, Mr. Asshole is what I call it.
You sure did.
Yeah. You got Lori, you went off.
Lori, you could suck my butthole.
Oh. And you were the first person on Shark Tank to get nexted, right?
Damn. Baby bitch, you had it rough.
Baby bitch.
No.
Baby
I
bitch
talk
Carl.
Okay,
minus
okay,
the
listen.
Carl.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Janitor energy has taken over. Okay, we need to calm down.
Well, we need him to finally.
And we need
got
to
this
get
shit.
Something real. I know when we all get together, our janitor energy gets crazy. But we've got to talk about something.
Yeah, what's on the minutes?
Big janitor energy.
I've already tried.
BJE.
Once you labeled this thing, we went wow.
All right, go ahead, bitch baby.
Okay. Well, listen again. So we've got. All right, let me cross off what we've talked about so far. So we have talked about. Automated everything in the bathroom.
Sponger.
We've talked about sponger.
Bell bottoms.
We've talked about my bell bottoms.
Did you write down the food order? That's a foot long fry.
A dirty sub.
A foot long large sub.
No, and I'm not writing down
fries.
Your food order.
A party fries.
So listen, another thing we need to talk about.
Oh, give me a disco burger.
Another thing we need to talk about is that there's been complaints.
Give me a side of the white gravy.
There have been complaints in Mr. Special Clayton's sauce. Chemistry class about smells leaving the bathroom, so we've installed.
Oh, we have to control the stinks? How are we supposed to do that? A series of fans? His classroom's right near the bathroom.
I tell you what, maybe their chemistry class shouldn't be constantly drinking milk and eating beans. That's where the stink's coming from.
Yeah, if the chemistry class is all about us creating methane gas, I don't know what to do.
So what's the solution to the big stink?
The solution is we're installing...
Spongers?
Well, spongers are getting in everything. But we're installing a series of sort of smell nets.
Smell nets. It's another, to capture the smell.
It's another thing.
And these are porous.
Yeah, it's another thing from Shark Tank.
The smell net.
It was the guy after me who I got nexted for. He introduced the smell net.
Oh, I got trapped in one of those after I left the gym once. Somebody threw one on me.
That's right. They had to cut you and a dolphin out of that, right?
You were stinking up the parking lot too bad.
Somebody just fucking threw it over me like a cast net.
Because you were so stinky?
Yeah, I stunk.
Well, anyway.
Well, you know that's how fishing started.
Smell nets.
They're like, fucking seafood stinks.
They were like, let's use this thing we use to trap stinky humans in the ocean. I didn't know that.
All right. They're complaining about the smell leaving the bathroom.
Yes. So we're going to install the smell nets.
Okay.
Another thing. We can no longer use the classic sawdust barf dust.
We can't use...
I quit.
There's asbestos.
That was our one.
That's an assault.
No go.
There's asbestos in that
sawdust bar dust. We want it.
There's barf. Asbestos in it, so we have to find an alternative. So we have to use
barf.
Pure
barf. Barf.
Everybody knows what barf is.
Puke.
And nobody likes it.
Barf. Then puke.
Why are these kids... I think the real question is, why do kids keep puking and barfing all day on the campus?
Vomiting.
Oh, they're vomiting, too.
That's not our problem.
Blow chunks.
God, this whole conversation is going to make me throw up.
Yeah. If you throw up, I'm going to spew.
And I'm going to Ralph.
Okay, so that's a pass on that one. What's next?
We have to change it.
Give me that sawdust.
Give me that pen.
Give him the pen.
There's
we're
my
going
resignation.
Back to the war with the lunch ladies.
Yeah, we're at war.
Guess what?
Our stink nets beat your hair nets, ladies.
I heard one of the same. That since we didn't clean up, one of the lunch ladies did a press conference and called it a grave mistake. What a grave mistake.
It was a gravy mistake.
A gravy mistakey. Did we do a gravy mistakey? Should we double down or should we seek peace? Gravy mistakey. Tell us, bitch baby.
I think we need to seek peace.
I really think we do need to solve this stuff with the lunch crew.
I agree.
Because I know where my bread is buttered, and it's in the lunchroom.
Absolutely.
And if I can't eat on shift... I quit.
Can't we bring our lunches and double down?
Double back?
We bread our own bread.
We butter our own bread.
Well, guys, that's not the issue. The issue, we are paid
hands
to clean the whole school, okay?
This makes me want to puke.
The lunchroom is...
Oh, I'm going to Ralph. I'm going to vomit.
If you guys want to take this issue up with the lunch ladies yourselves, I'll gladly let you do it. I'm just not going to represent this point of view in the negotiations.
I'm about to drone strike the chicken fried steaks.
Oh, way to go, union head. You are not going to represent the union that you represent?
I'm not a union head.
I've taken over for the union head.
Okay, Brady, you're out. You've been ousted.
All right. He's
read
in.
The minutes.
He's
all
in.
Right. Next up in the minutes, keeping the sawdust. This is an addendum that I've just added.
All right. Sawdust, barf dust. What? Where was the sawdust?
Barf.
Was that a thing?
It's what?
You cover the stuff you dump on you.
Oh,
all right,
right.
So what are some other options if we can't use this?
I thought you used diamond dry, what they use at Little League ballparks when it rains.
Yeah. What about the nearest towel? The nearest towel or a bunch of paper towels?
Those are all
dry
options.
Dirt.
Dry dirt.
Why do we have carpet anymore anywhere?
That's a great
question. Get rid of carpet.
Well, there is very little carpet in the...
Oh, can you put the sawdust on barf that's on a hardwood floor? Is that what you do?
Have you never seen this before?
I don't think I've ever seen this.
It's when a kid pukes, it's the little can of dust that you sprinkle on top of
now
it.
Now that you're saying it.
Hardens it, so then you can sweep it up.
Order! Order!
Sorry, we gotta be quiet for him. Bitch, baby, shut up. He's running the show.
Order!
All right. Sorry.
Okay. Next up on the docket. So sawdust barf dust is a pass for now.
Barf.
Okay. Next up.
Should we try to flush these toilets again?
Let me hear it. Good flush. Good flush.
Oh, there went my shirt. Stuck my shirt off.
That's a strong flush.
Strong flush.
Are these Dysons?
The toilets?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
The Dyson doesn't make toilets.
Bemis.
These are Bemis.
They're Bemis seats. It's got a nice Bemis seat.
Yeah. Wait, from Bemis Reef?
Bemis is Reefs?
Bemis is Reefs.
Well, we all know about Remus's beef. This is his brother with a different name. Bemis is Reefs.
So Bemis, of course, makes toilet seats and then sinks ships off the coast of the country to make reefs. Bemis is Reef.
Bemis.
We are promoting his reef business.
Bemis. the best reefs you can get.
Bemis. When you need a toilet or you need a reef, Bemis is Reef.
Guys, I feel like this meeting is unproductive at this point. Reefer. So maybe we...
You don't run it anymore.
I think maybe we should
What's
just
the last
it?
Thing on the docket?
All right, next thing on the docket.
Last
thing on the docket. Streaky windows. So it looks like people are complaining about the streaky windows.
What do they want us to do, clean them?
Well, that's the issue, is what we're cleaning them with is leaving more streaks and leaving them looking dirty.
Well, you're supposed to clean them with drain water and newspaper.
That's right.
That's
what we do.
It's the same stuff people jump on your car and use to clean it for a couple bucks.
It's worked for centuries. And if they don't jump on the car, it's not going to be a good wash.
That's right.
Can I say this is the most productive janitor meeting we've ever had?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Tested the flushes. So no streaks?
No streak changes.
We're keeping dirty water.
What about streaks and underwear? Are they complaining about that?
Let me see. Flip to the paper here. Streaks and underwear. Oh, yeah, a lot of complaints. Streaks and underwear.
They're complaining about our dirty underwear.
Looks like the suggestion box is pretty full of complaints about our streaky underwear.
Well, throw a stink net on us and be done with it. Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, clean. We're cleaning all day. You expect us to clean our butts, too?
I can't get inside the suit once it's on.
Okay. All right, so it's a pass on the streaky underwear, streaky windows, barf dust, sawdust.
So we passed on all the stuff that was asked
Let's
of
eat.
Us.
Let's eat.
Should we just do it here?
All right, order in the room.
Order!
Why are we meeting at City Hall?
Yeah, we're meeting at the bullpen of the bathroom. That's not what this is called, the bullpen.
This is more of a shitty hall, if you ask me.
Vesty.
Way more of a shitty hall, if you ask me.
Shitty hall. He did it again.
Right. You know what? I quit.
Bitch baby.
Aw, bitch.
No, I'm quitting and I'm leaving.
Bitch baby.
No.
Okay, your plane's here, bitch baby.
Your plane.
All right, I'm getting on. See you guys later. Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Anybody
Captain.
Notice the.
How are you, Captain?
Very well, thank you. And
good
how
to
are
see you?
You?
Very good.
Captain.
Yeah.
Captain.
Wait, are you not a captain?
What? I thought you were the captain.
No, I'm not. Who's flying this
hey,
plane?
Hey, look at me. You are the captain now.
Hey, Grady, you notice the shaky rotor on that plane?
That thing looks like it's shot out.
Well, let's watch him take off.
Let's take off.
Oh, shit, it's going down. It's going down, bitch, baby! Bitch, Murray! Bitch! Hurry, run out to the scene.
Put some barf dust on it.
Come on.
I'm coming.
Okay.
I'm pulling all the equipment.
Barf. Okay.
Barf.
Bitch is screaming. Oh, my God. His abdomen. It's blown open.
Put some dust on it.
What's in his
stomach?
You can see the contents of his stomach.
I've got my stomach out.
My stomach. Look what stomach. It, It's footlong fries.
Hey, I ordered that.
Did you eat it?
No.
You motherfucker.
The evidence is right in front of us.
No. You have our lunch it's order in your stomach.
You know what? It's the crash was one thing, but this makes me want to barf.
I'm looking at your bar, your blown open body, and I think I'm going to blow chunks.
I'm going to chuck.
Is that one?
Upchuck.
Oh, upchuck. Forgot about upchuck. What are you going to do?
I'm trying to think of a big bopper, bitch bopper thing here.
Oh, I think I'm going to stay flippy.
Oh, I'm going to stay flippy all over this body.
Oh, I think I'm going to stay. Stay. Say one last thing, bitch baby. Make it funny. Wrap it all up. Come on, bitch baby, please wrap it up.
Please.
If you don't, we have to keep going.
I'm gonna kick the boot.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
We have to keep
all right.
You do one. You do one.
I'm kicking the boot. That's
I don't
puking.
Have one, but.
Oh, God, I'm gonna boot and rally.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, everybody, we lost him, so
he's
it's
dead.
Time to get rid of him in the big flush. Let's all bring him back to one of these strong toilets.
Okay, here we go.
And send him off the way we all want to be sent off when we go.
A janitor's salute.
Ready? Flush!
A 21 flush salute.
Flush! 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 That's 11! Flush! Flush!
And now I'm gonna turn around and walk the other way.
Flush! 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 Oh no, it's clogged! It's clogged!
No!
Get the sponger! Oh, it's overflowing.
Oh, God.
It's overflowing.
Our dead friend is coming out of the toilet.
Our dead friend's coming out.
It brought him back to life.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Oh, my God. It's the toilet of youth.
The toilet of youth?
Everybody, we found it.
They've been talking about it for years. We have it.
Close the school.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. We
found
it.
We're all going to drink from the chalice.
Everybody jump in.
My skin disease.
Oh, yeah, it's worse.
Oh, no. Wait, is this the toilet of youth?
You drank from the toilet of age.
Oh, I did the wrong toilet. We have them both?
You were one stall
we
over.
We have them both?
Yes. Oh, keep going back and forth like hot tub to pool.
Oh, your skin disease.
My skin disease.
Oh, it's back. That must be painful. How relieving it would be to go back to the other toilet.
Wait, I drank out of the toilet of age twice? Shit! Stop switching them up like the cups with the balls in them.
Hey,
okay,
man.
Here
I love
it is. Here it is. Which one is it? Which one is
okay,
it?
Okay, okay, okay.
Three toilet
okay.
Multi.
All right, I'm going to sip on this one.
And that was age again.
No!
Oh, his hair's falling out.
I'm dying.
Okay, okay. Here's some from the toilet of youth,
okay.
I swear.
Wink. Croak.
All right.
We croaked Grady.
Well.
Well, we got to send him off the way we send off every janitor. Flush! 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 7 1/3 of the way! Flush! 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 Flush!
Now this is the right toilet, right?
Flush! Oh, it's the right one! Flush! Flush! Flush!
That one was a question mark.
Flush. And it's a, that's 22. That's a janitor's dozen. Goodbye, sweet Grady.
Goodbye,
we hardly flush ye.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.